Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Happy Tuesday, Jeremy and Joe. Ravens win their fifth in a row. They started 0-2. They've scored 147 points in their last four games.
That's more than the Chargers games, right?
No.
Chargers games were how many?
Chargers games have had 189 points.
Oh, okay.
Total.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's not far off.
Total. So, anyway, 803-0550. A thing developing in the last 24, 48 hours I want to talk about with regard to the Bills. And a couple calls we've received and a couple tweets I'm getting about them that I think are just like, I don't know, kind of funny. But we'll get to that in a moment. 803-0550, our phone number. As Joe mentioned, some of the injuries to watch this week. DK Metcalf, they're saying it's not long term, but they're uncertain for Sunday. What a massive loss that'd be for Seattle.
Or even if he plays and is hampered.
Yeah.
McDonald, their head coach, said yesterday Metcalf will try to play this week.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he will. Just he'll try to play.
That's same as Jaden Daniels, who's going to try.
Yeah.
They're going to see how it goes. I mean, they got that flexed into a Bears-Commanders game. It's supposed to be a big, high-profile matchup, and he might not be able to go. So, we'll see. The AFC, okay, so the Chiefs have an undefeated record. And then you got the Bills, Texans, and Ravens all at 5-2, which, by the way, worth mentioning.
And Steelers at 5-2.
And Steelers. When it comes to the AFC and the one seed, it is not just head-to-head. If there are multiple teams tied, then it becomes record against the same teams. So the Bills are 0-2 if they're in a tiebreaker with Baltimore and Houston. And if Kansas City, if all four of those teams were to get locked into a tiebreaker, right now the Bills are 0-2. But, you know, they could beat the Chiefs. Now they're 1-2. And then if one of those teams falls out, now you're 1-1. If it's Buffalo, Baltimore, KC, and you beat KC, all three of those teams are 1-1 against each other. And then I think we go to conference record.
And if it goes to conference record, the way that stands right now, so the Texans are 4-0 in the conference. You're not going to you're behind them. The Bills are 4-2. The Ravens are 2-2.
Yeah.
The Ravens, three of their five wins are against the NFC so far. And their division is tough, right? They never play Pittsburgh great. So that could be a tiebreaker you could gain on them if it were to be a more than a, you know, 1-1. Tied records at the end of the season because you can't make up the head-to-head at this point. Or you could just be one game better than them.
803-0550. Okay, so a new thing that I'm starting to hear as week seven, Joe? We're going to week eight next week?
Yeah. Once you get to Tuesday, is it week eight? I think it's week eight.
We just had a call from Jordan in North Buffalo. We had a call yesterday about this. Are Bills fans going to start, not all of them, building a narrative that the Bills can't beat good teams? Is that starting to happen?
I mean, the Bills heard it a couple times.
We're going to do that. We're going to do the Bills can't beat good teams.
I mean, we heard a Patriots analyst once say it after they won a playoff game that they never beat good teams.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I don't think I've heard it since then, and it was ridiculous then. That was different. We could hear it. I mean, if they. Because here's the thing. I don't know that I would predict this. They could have a season where they win the division, they have a home playoff game, and they really don't beat anybody great. Like, that's out there. They could do that. It might not even be hard. If they lose, what are they going to lose? Six games this year? If they lose to Kansas City, San Francisco, and Detroit. Like, that's a season you could put together where you have five losses. I'll give them the Seattle loss, too. We'll make it six. Those are six losses, and you still have 11 wins. You still win the division. You still have, like, the three seed. You're still a home playoff game at the start, and you could go through the year not beating a single great team. And
It doesn't matter.
But if it's playoff or bust one way, it's got to be playoff or bust the other way, right? Like, if it's all about the playoffs, then you can use that to try to dictate or try to decide whether you think they're going to go on a deep run. And sure, you'll be less confident, I'm sure, if they haven't beat a single team with a winning record by the time we get to the playoffs. That will be out there. It'll be in the air, and it'll have this feeling of, well, I don't know if this is the year that they go on a deep playoff run, because every time they played a great team, they fell short. But it doesn't have to matter, because the league is random, and they lost a game already against a great team in Houston where the Texans were trying to gift wrap that to you. And right. If Amari Cooper's on the field a week earlier, 2 weeks earlier, then maybe the Bills win that game. So I'm not really thinking about it yet. I think it would take, you lose to maybe even Seattle, but more than that, you lose to Kansas City, you lose to the Niners, you lose to the Lions. Like, those are the big three games I'm thinking about for this. They lose all those games, then I think it's a thing. Before that, okay. I don't think it's a thing.
I'll do the same thing I did last year, and I don't think these teams are equals. People made this point about Miami, and I said, it does not matter. You get in the playoffs, that's all that counts. What do you do there? You don't have to beat any good team in the regular season. If you get a 12-5 record, I mean, who have the Chiefs beat in the regular seasons the last couple of years? So they have losses to a bad Indy team. Last year, they lost to the Raiders twice.
But those are bad teams.
Okay.
They're beating.
But in this conversation, you devalue beating bad teams. You say that doesn't count when you beat bad teams. And the Chiefs can go lose to the Raiders twice. And then in the playoffs, what do? Oh, they find their game and they're fine.
But that's the more of the point, I think, right? Like, I don't care what they do against the bad teams. I only care what they do against the great teams, and they beat the great teams.
But the overarching point there is what you do in the regular season doesn't define what you are. It's what you do in the postseason. Mm-hmm. If you're going to sit here and tell me it matters that you beat good teams, but it doesn't matter that you lose to bad teams.
Because those are the teams I'm playing once January gets
to. So you're saying if the Chiefs played the Raiders in the playoffs, they'd be in real trouble?
No, but that's what
I
mean. Like,
of course we wouldn't think that.
We're not comparing the Bills to the Raiders. We're only comparing them to the Texans and the Ravens and the Chiefs. So if you want to value those games more, because those are the only teams I'm going to see when the season counts the most.
But this doesn't even stand up to the Chiefs and Bills.
Yeah.
Well, the Chiefs, they can't find a way to beat the Bills in the regular season, and that's who they're going to meet in the playoffs.
Right, right.
I feel like there's a couple of Bills fans that are trying on this new thing where they don't beat good teams. I'm sorry, what? Have you ever seen them play? They beat lots of good teams. This year they haven't beaten a team with a winning record. Let's go to the Baltimore game. Baltimore, they're down by what when the trick play goes awry and they ultimately lose?
11.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, they're not getting blown out.
It's the third quarter, and they're in Ravens territory.
Right. They're not getting blown out at the time.
Yeah.
And the potential exists. A lot of people felt like they were about to get back into that game. I also would like to say that we'll see how the Amari Cooper acquisition continues to go. This is not the same team now that they have acquired this one player. It's not the same team. You can tell me I'm overreacting to Tennessee. I don't care. The fact that you got a legitimate number one caliber receiver and an offense that did not have one is a different team. You are now a different offense to defend. Instead of Mac Hollins getting six targets a game, it's going to be Amari Cooper. And that is a massive difference. I watched yesterday Eric Turner, Cover One, did a film breakdown of all of Cooper's catches and some of his routes and some of the ways that he opens things up and how the Bills will now be able on one side of the field to put out Cooper and Kincaid and make them 1-2 in a progression for Allen. Guess how good that's going to go? It's going to go pretty well. Defenses will have to respect both of them instead of, what do we see in week one against the Cardinals? Everybody, five players, right on Kincaid, because that's the only guy they've got to worry about. So, at the risk of, I don't know, defending them too much, the prisoner of the moment stuff going on right now, all of a sudden, Baltimore is this unassailable juggernaut I can't consider being.
Right.
Baltimore has had the exact same existence. They went 14-2 and lost in the first round. Their first round. 5 years
their
ago.
Their first playoff game, yeah.
Like, Baltimore has all the questions that the Bills have to answer. And I don't care how good you are, you have to win in the playoffs. The Bills could beat every single good team left. They could run the table from here. What happens when they get to the divisional round? What do we say? Well, here you go. This is what will define it. They could finish 15-2. And if they lose in the divisional round, it doesn't matter that they finish 15-2 over 12-5. Doesn't matter.
If they're 15-2, though, this is more about, I guess, before that game. there's going to be a lot more confidence in them if they go on a run like that. It doesn't have to matter, but it will feel like they're unbeatable. If they from here on, like, they beat the Chiefs, they beat the Lions, they win all but like one or two games the rest of the way, and they do that with Cooper now in the fold, it's going to feel like, since they got Cooper, this is what they are. And that they're, when they get to the playoffs, how are you beating them? How is it going to go? Like, it'll feel like the chances of them finally breaking through Kansas City or breaking through just getting the AFC Championship again, let alone the Super Bowl, it's going to feel like it's a lot more likely because it would have begun when they got Cooper. And
did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
And his status on this offense, what he makes this offense into, I just think the upside is crazy. And like the Kansas City matchup, which is the one that Baltimore is hyper-focusing on, that the Bills will hyper-focus on, the Kansas City matchup, I could get to a point, I think, even though they've lost three playoff games, and I'm not sure the regular season game matters for this, it could. I could see myself getting to a point, to a place where I feel really confident going into that game. That they're going to win that game. I really think I could get there. And I think Cooper and the Bills' differences between where they were when they lost to that team last year in the playoffs and where they potentially could be the next time they play them would really come into play. That team that lost to the Chiefs by three last year was not whole. One, they didn't have their linebackers, and two, they did not have Amari Cooper. They did not have a weapon like that in the offense that was playing like that. They had Diggs, but Diggs was not under Joe Brady. It just wasn't working. I could get back to that point. The Chiefs looking the way they do on offense, I could see myself building right back up to a run here, and I'm feeling like they could go all the way to the Super Bowl very easily. And feeling like they could beat the Ravens, even though they haven't beat the Ravens and would have had a loss on their resume to them. I could get there.
I'm starting to think, you know, Tuesday is the reverse AFC power rankings on the afternoon show. Tuesday is Howard picks the Bills. The vibe I'm getting is that we should... Should we be talking about the Chiefs or the Ravens?
The Chiefs.
are you sure? Because what I was getting at is, I want to put up a poll now every Tuesday. Will you pick the Bills to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? Let's put it up every Tuesday and track the results.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're sitting here saying, you know, you could get to a place where you're confident. And, of course, like if they go 15-2, you're probably more confident than if they're 10-7.
Sure.
Because you would have seen a lot of good performances. So I kind of want to do that. But if I do that, am I focusing on the wrong target? Because right now...
Wondering if they'll even get there?
The way the Ravens look right now, I mean, they hammered the Bills,
yeah,
which for some Bills fans might create an identity crisis because nobody ever does that to the Bills. I mean, the Bills went into Kansas City and won a game by 14 and then lost in the playoffs to the Bills that year, to the Chiefs that year.
Yep.
So...
How'd they lose to the Raiders?
I know. The Ravens lost to the Raiders. They gave up a lead late. That's what they do. They might have been about to do that to the Bills if Allen doesn't have the trick play happen.
They're at Cleveland next week, by the way, and then Denver.
The Ravens?
Are their next two games. So the hype's going to continue here.
Who's the... I guess that's...
No, it's got to be the Chiefs. Right? It's got to be the Chiefs.
It's got
you said
be
it the, earlier. The Bills and Ravens are in the same place. You can't... Doing it to each other, I don't know, like... They could also get to a place where they wouldn't even play one of these teams, of course, very easily. Because if I include the Ravens, then I feel like I got to include the Bengals. That's the thing. And I don't know how far I want to expand this.
And then that's where we just get to, well, that's where
and then they lost.
McDermott has to win in the playoffs.
He just has to win in the playoffs overall. But Kansas City's got to be the top of the list. They have to be. They've beat you three times in the playoffs. They have to be number one. I've landed there. They have to be number one for this.
The last good team.
They're also undefeated.
The last good team you beat in the playoffs was probably Baltimore, right? I mean, the teams they've beaten in the playoffs have been Miami, Skylar Thompson, Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph.
Rivers with the Colts before Baltimore.
If you want to make this point about the playoffs, I'll listen to it. Like, the Bills do beat good teams in the regular season, of course. They have relatively routinely.
They beat five playoff teams in the regular season last year. They won five games against playoff teams last year.
Miami twice.
Remember the other three?
Kansas City. No.
Dallas and Tampa.
Okay.
Dallas, they smoked, of course. So, yeah, I'm not worried about them and their ability to beat good teams, though. They had no business being in the Houston game, and they were in it right to the very end. That loss even gives me confidence about it. That's one of the big four right now, it feels like, in the AFC, is Houston. And the Bills did not play well at all. Allen had one of his worst games as a Bills starter in there. And they still lost by three on the road. Okay, so I know they lost the game. I know it goes down as an L. That is one of the better teams in the conference that I could see come playoff time. And it looked like a pretty bad performance by you, and you still only lost by a field goal. At the end, that was, 57 yards? Whatever it was?
Right. Josh Allen went 9 for 30.
Like, you play your A game against them on that same day, you win by 25.
Maybe. I mean, if they lose Nico Collins, who they're still missing, by the way.
That's true.
Trying to figure out how to put this into a poll. I got to get numbers behind this. What is it? Which contender do you consider the standard to measure the Bills against?
Because that's going to be Kansas City.
If you ask it that way. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Which team scares you more? Because even
that might be a little different.
But even putting that in, like, if I put...
What you might want is... if you can only play... You only have to play one.
Who would you rather play?
Yeah. You only have to play one in a postseason run. Who would you? Because in that situation, you might get some people saying, "I'd rather play Kansas City." But okay. Man, even that sounds. I would respect somebody who was willing to say that. I might too, because I don't know. Baltimore looks scary, dangerous. Lamar and Henry as a combo is just so good.
If the Bills had to only play one of the two in the playoffs,
yeah.
Who would you want them to play? Bills or Chiefs or Ravens?
Chiefs or Ravens. Yep.
I'm gonna preface this with week 8 poll. There it is.
All right.
I mean, the Ravens have won 5 games. They look good. They lost their first 2, and they are right now rolling.
Yeah, they are. And it doesn't look like it's going to, looking at their schedule, it doesn't look like the end is coming soon.
No. And, of course, injuries are a big factor here. Like, the Chiefs have suffered massive injuries.
How much of it, too, is just Henry? How much of the difference for them right now and how they might feel as a threat is because Derrick Henry is on the team?
Yeah.
Like, he looks unstoppable, which is wild, by the way, that he's able to do this at 30 years old. There are once in a while, like every 10 years, maybe there's an anomaly to this rule where running backs get to 30, running backs get to like 2,000 career touches, and that's it. Like the wheels fall off. Adrian Peterson did not have that happen to him, and Henry's not had that happen to him. And that's like it. He looks like he's 25 years old still.
I'm wondering about Nick Chubb being that next guy off injury.
What did he do on Sunday?
He scored a touchdown. He did okay.
All right.
He did okay. I saw Matt Waldman breaking down some of his film. He looks as good as you could ask for a guy coming back off that injury.
I think he's the same age as Peterson was when he got the injury, too.
Because yeah. Chubb doesn't get he never has gotten probably the attention that Derrick Henry has.
No.
But he's one of the best running backs to ever play. Nick Chubb.
Ooh, 11 carries for 22 yards, though.
Yeah.
That could be the offense.
803-0550. I think the Bills with Cooper are different. I was trying to think of all the different parallels to draw, analogies to make, whatever. It is such a foundational piece that an offense needs, which is part of the reason coming into the year, I think a lot of people were nervous, and they went out and they got it, and week one, it looked good against, you want to say the Titans are 1-5, that's fine. You know why the Titans are 1-5? Because Will Levis plays for them. Not because of their defense. Their defense is good.
Uh-huh.
And the Bills put up more yards than any team had put up against them.
And they didn't play Will Levis.
That's right. They played a better quarterback, probably.
Not that Mason Rudolph is good.
He's not that good, but yeah. they played a better version of the Titans, and they smashed them.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, 803-0550. We'll track this poll.
Have you looked at the first 100 votes?
Everyone's afraid of the Ravens. Yeah.
Is it everyone afraid of the Ravens, or does everyone want the Chiefs?
Okay.
It could be both. It's probably a mix.
Who would you be more confident they would beat in the playoffs, Ravens or Chiefs? Isn't that the same? It's the same question.
I think this was the right way to put it.
803-0550. Give us a call on this. On the AFC. Tom writes in, law of averages. Got to beat the Chiefs eventually. That's right. I like that. All right, 803-0550 to join us, and 1-888-550-2550. Did they play the Ravens without what? Taron Johnson and Terrell Bernard?
Like they play. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, they didn't have them either. Baylen Specter was the one that was getting picked on.
You know.
Yeah.
Fun season. Bills are alive. Ravens look good. Chiefs are unbeaten.
Give me a healthy linebacker for a Chiefs or Ravens game, please.
Just one healthy linebacker.
Just any. Please. You might AJ Klein, Baylen Specter. Just I don't want to remember. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, they didn't have linebackers in that game, huh?
You might get two by January.
By January.
Yeah. It's Seattle week, a 4:25 game with the Seahawks. We'll, of course, track what's going on with DK Metcalf through the week. Sabres game night tonight as well. Sabres and Stars. Lindy Ruff joins us at the top of the hour. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.